Hello? Let's see. Beware of artists. They mix with all classes of society and therefore are the most dangerous in the world.
I love that. But you're actually
keep talking.
But you're actually just a teddy bear, right? I mean, even though you're dangerous.
That was a quote that a client of mine gave me. I was just reading it.
But she was right, or your client was right, right?
Well, yeah. I think people can fear them because they go after their purpose, and they don't have any. They don't hold back. They express their soul.
Right
there for the public to see.
Did you have that before you were an artist, Ingrid Magidson?
Did I have what?
Did you have that understanding, or did that come about from making your art for a long time?
Oh, no, that was just a funny quote. No. My work came about, and it was sort of, I found out that was my purpose. My father and mother, both artists, and my father at one time burned his work. It was like when I was 2 years old, and I thought, if becoming an artist causes that much pain and misery, I will never become one. Hence, I found out, though, that was my purpose, and that was the reason why I had the parents I have. My father passed on, and he's a gift every day and a reminder of me to pursue my passions and my dreams. He was a great inspiration, as well as my mother. She's here in this world and alive and continues to inspire me. So it was a profound thing. My works are inspirations of people that have done things in this world that have changed the course of history for mankind. I don't know if you had a chance to look at my work, but they're shadow boxes.
Yeah,
so I have a mix. There's the abstracts I do as a reprieve when I'm working on these intense pieces. They're images of the Renaissance. And so they're about people. I did one honoring Beethoven. It was intense. When I worked on that piece, I played all these gorgeous pieces of music, the ninth, the eighth. I love Ode to Joy. And so, I put music behind the sheets. I don't know if you saw the eyes, but they float. So my images float like apparitions from the past. And my intent was to honor these people, these artists, these great composers, poets, that I felt were getting lost in time. And that was the thing. When I spent time in museums when I was a child, my parents would take us to museums. We didn't do much shopping. We spent time in museums, which I loved. And I thought, God, these pieces, these great works of art are going to be lost in time. And so as I had an awakening, a calling to find my purpose, I kind of locked myself away for 2 years in my garage and played with materials. And what came out of a painful, dark place was these creations. And now I make them, and I'm grateful that my work is collected all over the world. I have museum shows. It's a blessing to be able to do your purpose. And it's a responsibility for all of us that when we find our gift, we have to make sure we facilitate and bring forth in this world.
Are you self-taught, or did you go to school?
I'm self-taught.
Really?
I never went to art school. Yeah, I think sometimes if you go to art school, they teach you things that have already been taught, but I wanted to create something that that hasn't been invented yet. I mean, my father was a lunatic. And he was an inventor, and I found the apple didn't fall too far from the tree. But I thought, how can I create something that floats like an apparition? But I wanted to use materials, and it was wonderful because technology became available. It was about 2005 when I started to have these ideas to float these images and make them transparent canvases and to put objects into them. And after I did it, my first show sold out before they were even hung, and I'm grateful. And I was just, it was nervous because you're putting your heart and your soul on the canvas for the world to see. And that's what we are. We're artists or warriors. You know, we fight and we don't give up. And I said, I'm just going to put it on there. And I got a show and I did it. And I'm grateful that these people collected my work. And I thought they were buying it because they felt sorry for me. But they were very big collectors. And they said, well, Ingrid, we're buying your art. We like it. So I found out then that was what I'm supposed to do. And the darkness went away and the creations came about. And my husband is part of my life. And my kids are a part of it. They come into my studio and work with me. And they've been a part of this journey. And they're both very talented. Our daughter is 21, almost 20, oh no, 22, and our son's 20. And I'm grateful to be have. So when this pandemic started, it was, I think it was an awakening for everyone. Just take a moment to stop and look back, look into yourself. So the piece that I created for the show, is that what you're calling about, one with
Yeah, well, I want to know, yeah, too, what makes you tick as an artist. But, yeah, since you brought it up, let's talk about it. It's called Meditation Transformation.
Transformation.
Mixed
and,
media.
And that, yeah, and that piece is to honor, well, I have a lot of deities around. I love Kuan Yin, and I have a sculptural statue in my home. And every night before I went to bed, I would light a candle. And Kuan Yin represents the goddess of compassion, mercy, and kindness. And she listens to the sounds or the cries of the human world, and she comes down to protect them. And so I would light a candle at night to honor those that are passing on to the other side, their transformation. And I hope and I pray that it's a beautiful one, a safe journey for them. I'm very in tune to that world, the other side. And that's because that's what my work is about. When you see them there, they have the spiritual calling from a lot of people look and they just start crying. They don't say anything, they just start crying. And I look at them, I say, that is the greatest compliment. Thank you so much. So I wasn't creating because there was a heaviness in the world and I didn't have any inspiration, but I would light that candle. And then when we were contacting me about this event, I was like, ah, okay, I've been organizing my studio. I think I have some objects that I would like to present. And that piece is about meditation, about us looking into ourselves and finding our purpose, why we're here, and go to that calling. And it can be very scary for a lot of people. Once you find that, huh?
I was going to say, does that seem like a more urgent task since the pandemic, or is it business as usual for you?
Oh, no, it's for me? You're talking about for me?
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's always been my way of working.
Uh-huh.
It's how I work. I have to. I do meditation every day. I've been meditating for many years, and it's a peaceful time. It balances me and gets my day. But I was strongly meditating during, and I have been for this time, for more, just hopefully putting the energy out into the world, sending love and light. On the piece, I don't know if you saw the piece, but there's a block of wood that says love, and it's in kind of a goldish, an antique gold, but that's love and light, sending that into the world. And the Buddha there, to me, I was saying, that's my Kuan Yin, which is representing healing and compassion, and sending that into the world. So, and hopefully people will find that. Now, the peacock feathers on the back of it, that was something that Weaver gave me, one of those cards, and she gave me a peacock, and I love peacock feathers, so I put that behind the image. And that, I love peacock feathers. They look like eyes, so they're the eyes into the world, looking out, and they represent, they have a lot of symbolic meanings, like compassion and immortality, and those are the eyes to the stars, the vault of the heavens, and that to me is representing and sending love to everyone, not only, you know, for what people have been going through. And I hope people find something more profound during this time.
There are a couple butterflies on there too. Did you make those butterflies?
I did not. There's an artist that I get them from. Oh. But I usually, in my work, use real butterflies because once they die, I take them and I pass their beauty on. It's like I put them in a steamer and then I open them back up and then I dry them out and put them into my work. Butterflies are, you know, metamorphosis, transformation.
So did the pandemic afford you an opportunity to dive deeper than you normally would in your life?
I dive deeper when the world is, if there was normal. During this time, I didn't feel like going deeper because it would be too painful for me because of the heaviness of the world. But I'm creating beautiful, I'm creating right now more abstracts, which are fun. I'm just doing one, finishing up one, is honoring my dad. He's always saying, "You are my sunshine." So it's that sunshine and light and yellow colors in it. But I do have a commission I'm working on for, I have a collector of mine. This will be his 32nd piece, which I'm grateful. He started collecting and he was at the very beginning of my career. And I'm doing one, a very large one of Queen Elizabeth. And my son found this deer spine. We live up in Missouri Heights. So that's going to go in the piece. Of course, you know, I clean it up and stuff because she's the backbone of this dynasty. He loves different royalty. So, yeah, he's going to ask me to do one of Queen Elizabeth. So that's a layered piece. But I haven't really gone into that because they'd get more intense. And I'm expressing her life and things like that. What a great inspirational woman she is. Huh. And so, but going deeper, I think the whole world is.
It seems to be, yeah, yeah. And the artists are, as always, they're on the vanguard, you know.
Yeah.
It feels like. I think
what she's doing, what WeWork has created, I met because she bought one of my pieces for my first show, and we connected and just been friends and inspirations for each other ever since. And so when she asked me, I was like, oh, I am right there. I said, this is a wonderful excuse to get into my studio and to make something to honor everyone in this world of what everyone is going through. And hopefully, so that was my way of expressing it. I know there's so many different ways, and they're so wonderful, all the different images I've seen. I haven't gone in person to look at them, but I will be there to look at them.
You know, before I spoke to you, I spoke to WeWork and recorded our interview. And it's funny because she, too, mentioned cleaning out her studio. And I heard you say the same thing. So that's kind of interesting, that commonality.
Yeah, it was a time to just, like a transformation was happening. And I found a lot of objects that I hadn't used that I put aside that I had forgotten about. And I'm like, oh, I can use this and use this. And it's just a good thing to clean out. It's like spring cleaning.
Yeah.
Everyone needs to do it. You're cleaning out everything. Clean out the old, out with the old, in with the new. Whatever.
Yeah.
Not with our stuff.
Now, did that urge to sweep out the old happen in the art too for you, or is it business?
Well, it actually happened in my studio. There were items that I had, things that were sort of personal things that I had during my beginning of my awakening, I guess, when I discovered my art and my purpose here. And I thought, I don't need those anymore. They were heavy objects that were hanging in here that I got rid of. And it created more of a lightness. I mean, if you come into my studio, you'll see I've got skeletons and things like that. And they're about the human, why we are here. My work is about, we are here so briefly, but then we transform to another side, more ethereal, more spiritual side. Our physical body is gone. So that's, I use bones a lot in work because that's here in this earth, but beyond. You'll see my work's very light and, like I said, ethereal and like an apparition. It can be very haunting too.
What was the flashcard that
it was a peacock.
Oh, that's right. Peacock. Right, a peacock.
And so I had peacock feathers, and I thought, let me use those in the work. So.
Huh.
I think yes.
Go ahead. Yes.
No, there. My work has a lot of symbols in them for all of us during this time.
Mm-hmm. What's your attraction to the Renaissance? Why not pop art or cave art?
You know, I've been asked that a few times, and because it triggers something within me, I am so inspired by that. And I thought one of my main reasons, I must have lived during that time.
Oh, I see.
And had some great experiences. I just am drawn to it. I'm drawn to the people of that time. The Renaissance, I wrote this thing down. I put, it's always such a beautiful reminder when I look at the Renaissance portraits, and realizing that those that came before us experienced the same kind of emotions and struggles, questioning the same things we do. The passing of time does not change what ultimately makes us human, and it resonates within me as it reminds me to be grateful, humble, and to have no fear to go after what we desire, our passions, our gift, our purpose in this life, and in turn inspire in others that everlasting goal of attaining a meaningful existence.
Huh.
That was a mouthful.
Wow, yeah. There's a lot to unpack there. There's a lot going on in that. That's beautiful. That is that your artist statement?
What that's I wrote that one night when I was in my studio working. It just came to me.
Uh-huh. Huh.
So, yeah. I write a lot of poetry at night when I'm working. I used to do work really late at night. Now I've stopped doing that. I've gotten older, and late nights don't work so much for me. And so I work during the day, which I'm grateful for. So what, spend the time making dinner with the kids and the family.
Describe your creative process. How does the process of creating a piece of art work for you?
Well, first I look for the image of the person, and I do a search. I'm connected to a lot of the museums and the libraries around the world, and I'll look at these images, and then something will be drawn to me for whatever reason. Then I'll read about that person's life, one of the royalties. A lot of them lived in gilded cages and had painful lives. And so I wanted to, if you will, set them free. Some of them I'm just drawn to, like I said, and I did one of Beethoven, but I used a woman in there saying, this is the woman that Beethoven was inspired to create such profound, beautiful music. You know, there must be some amazing woman in his life, right? hundreds of years later, we're still loving his music.
Yeah.
At least I am.
Yeah.
You know, so many people are, right? So I look at it, and then I go from there. I did one of Angra. Was it Angra? I can't remember. I did The Birth of Venus. That was, my mind just went blank, The Birth of Venus. But I found out that the artist that used the model, she was a great love. She was married, but she was a noble woman. And when she passed, he asked to be buried at her feet, and they granted him his wish. So it was, I learned about these passionate loves that people had, and I love, I'm inspired by love and passion and, people's desires and things like that. And so you'll see a lot of, I love arias from these great, I love operas. I love, like I said, I just, some of these beautiful words, I'll write them into the work. So you'll see a lot of writings in my work.
It sounds like you're probably missing the Aspen Music Festival this year.
I am, sadly. I had gotten the tickets to see Beethoven's Ninth.
Oh, I would love to see that.
One of my favorite pieces of music, and so yeah,
it's so amazing. Yeah, I heard you say the Ode to Joy, and of course that's pretty stunning. But I just love the second movement; it just blows me away.
Yeah, I love Rachmaninoff. I mean, all these great composers. And I'll play them in my studio, and I always keep my music on at night because I want to make sure that I keep the energy flowing for my paintings.
Uh-huh.
So, keep them company, if you will.
So are you playing only classical music when you paint?
No, now, well, and that's the thing, too. I love classical, but sometimes it can be very intense for me. So I love jazz. So
okay.
I put on a lot of jazz.
Uh-huh.
I love jazz. Jazz sort of, sometimes the words, sometimes of the arias of the operas can be very intense for me, which is fine. But jazz now, just it keeps my mind flowing, and it's a little bit happier, a little freer, if you will. For me.
Huh. Has the pandemic changed the way you think about your art, or is it just business as usual?
Just business as usual. It makes my emotions more intense right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, but like I said, I'm not really creating anything. I'm doing more abstract, which is more freeing for me right now. But that's a great question. I think for a lot of people, anyways, I shouldn't speak.
What about the
people.
Rest of it? Black Lives Matter, Me Too, all the other stuff going on. Is that an inspiring thing for you as an artist?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. You know, and I don't watch the news. I try not to too much. That's just me, because when I do watch it, really, it just destroys me.
Yeah.
The hate, it just breaks my heart to see these things that are happening and these killings that are so unfair. Breaks my heart. And I think I can't create, it's not good for me personally.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I didn't watch any of these videos of these poor folks dying. Yeah, I couldn't handle it either. Yeah, yeah.
When I did see it, it just rips my heart. And I know I heard it. And I was like, and I'd watched it. And I was like, I can't, you know, I can't do this. We live in a place that's surrounded by beauty, and that's what feeds my soul. Yeah. And I go for my walks, or like I'm going to go for a bike ride with my husband and my son after this. And I'm grateful that I have these things to do with my family, right, and to enjoy the beauty of what we have here. And that's why we live here. We don't want to hear about those other things. If we live in a bubble, call it what you will, I'm grateful that I live here. I'm grateful that I live here.
Well, it's very seductive, but it's also nourishing, isn't it?
Yes, it feeds my soul like no other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Ingrid Magidson, I want to thank you for spending a little time with us on Express Yourself today. Thank you.
Thank you, Luke, so much. You guys have a wonderful evening, and God bless, and stay healthy.
You too.